Elizabeth and Radar on 99.1 The Mix.
Ever find yourself in the middle of a TikTok video challenge without even knowing? Well, that happened to our own Tim Lethlean, our afternoon guy here on The Mix. Catch him from 2 until 6 weekday afternoons, also on the weekend. But Tim was telling me the story, and I'm like, you know what? You got to share it with everybody. Because if you don't know you're in the challenge, you just go ahead with life like, oh, willy-nilly, like nothing's going to happen. And then it does happen. And this was not a good outcome, Tim. So thanks for joining the show this morning.
Of course. Good morning.
All right. So you had a little issue, and now everyone's giving you a lot of grief because this is a TikTok challenge, and you're like, what? Right?
Yeah, so my wife and daughter were out of town over the weekend. My daughter had a dance convention in the Dells. So it was just me and my son here.
Yeah.
And my son had a volleyball competition at Whitefish Bay High School. And it's totally separate topic is how difficult and ridiculous Whitefish Bay High School is to get in and out of. That's a whole different ballgame.
What are you talking about? They have a huge parking lot up there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 6 blocks away, parking with all the residents staring at you like, why are you parking in front of my house?
Right.
So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to Christian's game to support him. Actually, it's like 5 or 6 games, whatever else.
Yeah.
I rush out. I really don't have a lot to eat, right? I screwed up. I had a bag of gummy bears on the way to this tournament.
That'll give you some energy, but yeah. It's not really good substance. Yeah.
I know. So anyway, lunchtime comes, and my wife is always on me about, Tim, you don't eat enough fruit. So I go out to the lunch counter, and I'm like, oh, there's bananas here. Oh, they actually look pretty good.
Look at this guy.
Yeah, you know what? How about just give me a Sprite, and I'll take one of those bananas right there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go back in, and I'm sitting there, and actually, I end up talking with the coach, Coach Sean, and I said, hey, you know, thanks for your work with my son this season. And as I'm eating this banana and Sprite and talking to the coach, I'm like, my stomach doesn't feel so great.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
And anybody who knows and watched TikTok or their kids have showed you the videos on TikTok, you know where this is going, but go ahead, bud.
Yeah.
For those who don't know.
So, I finish the banana and I have a little more Sprite. And I swear about 20 minutes later, I'm sitting next to my mom and dad. And I'm like, you know what? I don't feel so well. I better go home. Yeah. I better go home.
Get out of sight. Get out of mind there. Yep.
Yeah. So I get out of Whitefish Bay High School, run the 6 blocks to my car. And then decide, okay, I'm going to try and hightail it home because I don't know, I need to lie down or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Jump on 43 South, and right as I'm just north of downtown, and I kind of pass the last off-ramp before you get into the heart of the Marquette interchange, right about then I decide I'm not going to make it home.
You're not going to make it all the way back to Franklin?
We're not going to make it.
Uh-oh.
I make it through the Marquette. I'm up on the high-rise bridge just at the smokestacks. And I kid you not, I tossed my cookies in the car.
In the car. What?
In the left lane of, 4394 South. It was the most disgusting experience. And there was nothing I could do other than just try and keep my eyes on the road. I threw the hazards on. I was down to like 40 miles an hour and did not crash the car and stayed on the bridge. But oh, my goodness.
There's really nowhere to pull over there if you're in that left lane. You're like, well, what do I do?
And at that point, I'm like, do I get off or do I just keep driving all the way home? And that's what I did. I made it all the way down to, you know, the Rawson exit and got out to my house. So another 15 minutes of driving after that. But
because really, what are you going to do in that moment? You're going to stop at a gas station or something near the airport and go, okay, am I going to clean this? You just wanted to get home at this point. Now, everybody who's listening is sitting there going, okay, you had bananas and Sprite. Did you have a stomach ache? You know, if you haven't seen the TikTok challenge, this is something that is not looking very good on TikTok. And everybody's like challenging each other. This has been going on for a couple of years. So did you get some grief from everybody after this happened?
Yeah. Yeah. So my parents end up bringing my son home, right?
Okay.
My son busts in the door. He's like, did you not know that was a TikTok thing? I'm like, no.
It's a challenge. The banana and Sprite challenge.
Yes. And can you not toss your cookies after bananas and Sprite? I had no idea this was a thing. Oh, my gosh. I have to say, we got our car into the detailer yesterday, and they got it taken care of. Sir Waxer, 108th and Cold Spring, great job. Huge A-plus there. But this was a moment that my family is going to give me snot for months.
Oh, you're going to get it. You're going to get it. You know, anytime there's bananas in the house, I'm sure you know, at the holidays, someone's going to get a stocking stuffer of Sprite and some banana action.
Oh, yeah.
Your kids are never going to let you live this down.
There's going to be a whole, you know, counter filled with it at Christmas dinner. We just got the Sprite and bananas feature display for Tim.
Now, wait, so you didn't know that this was a TikTok challenge?
No, I never heard of it.
Did you have anybody film you doing this and say, haha, look at you, you didn't even realize you took part in this?
Watch, somebody at the DOT right now is checking the traffic cameras to see if they can find some image of it. Watch.
You're feeling better now, though,
yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
What's on the lunch table today? Never mind.
Yeah, no. No thanks.